from the great outdoors. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, June 6th. Last month, we reported that NCL was experiencing operational issues with staffing crew members, and in turn, the line was limiting capacity on their ships. Now, the line is canceling guests that were already booked on summer sailings because of the crew shortages. A cruise radio listener emailed in and said the line has canceled his July sailing and offered him a full refund, a 100% future cruise credit, and up to $500 in airline change fees. Pride of America sails year-round in Hawaii. Norwegian Cruise Line isn't alone when it comes to staffing issues, as every major cruise line across the globe is facing visa entry issues for crew. And another cruise line is fully back into operation. MSC Cruises' last ship re-entered service as MSC Musica started service in the Mediterranean on Sunday. Here in the United States, MSC ships sail from two Florida ports, Port Canaveral and Port Miami. In December, another MSC ship will join the North America lineup. Last November, MSC Seashore debuted as Miami's newest ship. MSC Musica was the company's 19th and final cruise ship to return to service since the industry pause. And finally, Cunard Line's Queen Victoria resumed service in Southampton on Sunday. The ship is sailing a 14-night sailing throughout Europe. Queen Victoria is Cunard's second modern new build following Queen Mary II. The ship was recently outfitted with 43 new staterooms, penthouse suites, and a new dining venue. And cruise stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 4%, 13.51. Royal Caribbean down 2.5%, 56.33. And Norwegian down 2.8%, 15.63. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Lexington Arch in Nevada, about 8,000-9,000 feet. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Monday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.